Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Play That Funky Music, Zeit Boy. That is courtesy of the Vanilla Ice concert at Mar-a-Lago.
I was about to say, were you at Mar-a-Lago?
I saw that shit on the news.
Watching that same, that one, I feel like that one guy's Instagram is the one that blew up the spot because he was so thirsty and selfieing with Donju in the background. Like, look, it's me and Doju. See, white boy. We're saying white, and I'm showing... Oh, man, that whole thing. The Beach Boys, it was a whole all-star lineup.
Mike Love is one of the great villains. Not great villains because he's not like a good character, but he does represent everything that's evil about America.
Hey, man, but his descendants can ball, huh?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Is Kevin Love having a good season? Is he playing?
Nephew.
How's he looking?
He's out with an injury, I think.
Oh, then never mind. See, that's his karma. That's what happened.
That's right.
I know another one of... another nephew or cousin. It's so weird how many.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Love offshoot people. All right, it's only one other person, but then they were. Anyway, it's Love is in the air, y'all.
Hey.
Or COVID. Right. I don't know, depending
on. One of the two. Actually, we know which one it is.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about NBA basketball. Steph Curry is trending last night or two nights ago, he put up 62 points, a career high. He's also trending because he made 105 straight threes in a viral video or something, ungodly number
something
of threes.
Something fucked up looking.
Yeah, it was wild. I don't know. Like, people were talking trash because he's now on a bad team and they're saying, you know, this proves he can't carry a team by himself. Which it does, kind of. I mean, people are like, well, LeBron is on plenty of teams where there's no talent, and he would take them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But no one had sympathy.
Right. Nobody had sympathy.
I feel like the narrative with Steph is like, it's like, woe is Curry. You know, and I get it. But but it's also funny to see when punditry chooses to be like, this is a thing that... we should feel bad for this guy. And other ones if he's that good, you got to make it work, you know, blah, 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 blah. So,
yeah, yeah. I find all that real boring. I don't give a shit about like the sports punditry is the least interesting like part of Discord of the culture, I think.
Yeah.
In the world.
So welcome to this podcast.
Yeah, but the thing about this is different about our banter. I'm always just blown away by like the fact that he's 6'3", 180 pounds. Like it's all skill. It's there's never been somebody who is not just next level, like athletic and putting up like dominating like this.
He's got, MVP, you know, he's built because he's built like a person on Tinder. He's Tinder tall. You know, 6'3", right. You're like, oh, that's Tinder. NBA, ooh. You're like, look at you, tiny child, man.
Right.
Be gone.
Yes.
We'll dust off Muggsy Bogues' old uniform for you. I'm sure it'll fit too baggy on you.
But anyways, have you been watching hoops?
Oh, yeah, baby. You know what I'm saying? I got my eye on.
Lakers
looking
good.
Dude, Schroeder? That's a shrewd signing, I must say. Mr. Pelinka, hats off to you with all the moves. Trez looks great. I think it's fun to watch everybody. I like even watching Houston. I like watching John Wall kind of start getting his little form, his rhythm.
That
back.
Is one game that I watched.
I told you before, I have like a sick thing where I'm laughing at how bad I feel for Russell Westbrook. Just because it's really all to do with that one clip of him when they went 0-4 and he has the 1,000-yard stare like on the bench and like that assistant tries like pump him up and it was so clear. It's like, no, Russell has left. Russell has left the building. He's physically here, but he's not the same. But it's been all fun. It's early doors, but it's good to see, you know, the losses that the Lakers had. At least I could wrap my head around. I'm like, okay, the Clippers, I get it. Like from a pride standpoint, they're going to come in way more pumped up than we are, especially given how the preseason was and all the shit talking that's been happening. And even the Blazers, like,
except for that game when they lost by 50. The Clippers.
That was something. And then that was a thing. And then the next day that happens, and I'm like, what the fuck? But whatever, you know, all will be said and done by whenever the postseason begins this year.
It's interesting that the ratings are up because, like, we were all kind of wondering why were the ratings down for various things, various sporting events, because people were stuck at home during quarantine, or a lot of people were. And I think there's just like a real seasonality to the rhythm that we consume, like, because this would normally be the NBA season.
Christmas Day basketball.
People are watching
it.
Yeah. So the ratings are way up. The games are good. They're having two like series where teams will play each other two days in a row, and that's been pretty dope.
Yeah.
Anyways, Olivia Wilde is also trending.
Yeah. Because of the NBA.
Yeah. She put up 45. A lot of people thought, you know, for a rookie, that's pretty good.
Yeah. In unreleased Jordans that no one saw. People like, what the fuck? Just shooting out the lights in unreleased J's we've never seen. So I didn't know this. We didn't know this. Yeah. Olivia Wilde, she split up from Jason Sudeikis in November. First of all, I was like, what?
That's new.
The reason she's trending is she pulled up to some wedding with Harry Styles and they were all booed up. And I was like, wow, Jason Sudeikis, what? I don't know the nature of their split, like if who my empathy should go in what direction.
Yeah.
But I bet like if you're Jason Sudeikis and your ex-wife is booed now up. Like booed the fuck up with what most people would be like, well, Jason, it's Harry Styles. Like, I don't know who
be upset, dude.
What friend would be like, yeah, man, that's fucked up. I feel like it's one of those things where you'd be like, well, I mean, Jason. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I know, right. I know it's fresh and all, but like, let's be real. Like, if if Harry Styles pulled up to you, what would you do? He'd be like, oh, yeah, I would be on that too. So I don't know.
Harry Styles.
It's like, it just he's more bummed that Olivia got to meet him before he did. He's like, I just thought, honestly, it was more that I was hoping after Olivia and I had split, I would be with Harry, but I guess he is with her, but she's directing him in an upcoming film. So I think that's where the sparks began to fly.
Got it. Yeah, Harry Styles is, big shocker. I liked him a lot in Dunkirk. I like watching him.
No shade for
do
him.
Everything,
like, do you, bro.
For sure.
I just it's just funny. Like in this instance, the only person I'm really kind of want to check on is Jason. Olivia Wilde's living her best life. Harry Styles living his best life. Jason Sudeikis, you know, I know you love sneakers. Maybe, you know, you could cop a couple pairs on StockX just to kind of fill that hole. Hole in your ego.
I think it's like, this would be like if Scarlett Johansson left Colin Jost for, I don't know, so like Harry Styles, I guess. Harry Styles is a singular entity, but it's like, we already thought you were overachieving, and then it just self-corrected to...
Right. Funny can only go so far, apparently. So now I'm worried. I'm like, oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, but Her Majesty, I have Jordans and I'm funny. And she's like, yeah. And so now I'm with Louis from One Direction.
Damn. Knew it.
Tomlinson, you got me again.
Wonder Woman 84 is, you know, it seems
trending
like it's
in a number of ways.
Yeah, it seems like it's the latest sort of The Last Jedi, Ghostbusters reboot, sort of just to really divide audiences to the point of becoming political.
For mansplaining?
Yeah, mansplaining.
Yeah. Different than the splaining, just complaining.
Yeah. And this, it seems like every time there's some element of misogyny at the core of the complaints. The Last Jedi had a female protagonist. The Ghostbusters had women protagonists. This movie has a woman protagonist and a woman director. People are mad.
Don't they know how dumb men on the internet are? They're gonna cry.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I watched it. I liked the first one better. Although I will say I loved the aesthetic, you know, as somebody born in 84, you know, I recognized everything from I was that conscious as an infant newborn. But like, although there were some things, like somebody pointed out, like, I think it was like Roxane Gay or someone, that her father had built the DC Metro station that they were like, there's a scene in a DC Metro station. She's like, oh, my dad built that in 1988.
Wow. Wow.
And so it was like, so you people were like it. Nitpicking on stuff like that. I think just to have fun. My only issues with it wasn't like, oh, this movie is awful. It was like, there were just a couple plot holes that, like, for me, I was just like getting fixated on because, like, I love comic stuff. And then I was just like, what? All right. Well, and then Her Majesty, who's not a comic book person, was also confused by this, like, one element. But other than that, I mean, shit, it's basically free. The fuck are you complaining about? That's what, again, it's like airplane shit. I was like, cool, new thing I have not seen that was supposed to be in theaters. I will just sit on my couch and press this triangle button. Great.
Chris Pine apparently comes back in a body switching, a switcheroo respect method, which I think people are mad about. But it definitely, like, just all the sounds of it sounds like it has like a very like intentionally goofy 80s movie vibe to it.
Yeah. Probably,
but it doesn't.
And
quite
I think
pull
it just
it
doesn't.
Off.
I think it aesthetically didn't nail all of that to put you in the mindset to go, oh, the rhythm is such that I'm watching an 80s sort of funny version. But Kristen Wiig, I think, was really enjoyable to see her like play this other role that she's in, like, rather than just being like, you know, a sort of more straightforward comedic character.
Yeah, I feel like I can't wait to see where Kristen Wiig goes because.
She's
so fucking funny, and she's such a, like, she's so good. And when she's got the right role, but then there's like a lot of times she just like pops up randomly.
Yeah. But I think it's like a lot of things, like you see some comedic actors, like, cause you know, a lot of actors will tell you comedy is harder than doing dramatic acting. Like, to do comedy at a level like where the highest do it is something that they all are like, nah, that shit is harder than me crying.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Sure. And I think, but vice versa. But we also see how many comedians actually end up being really solid dramatic actors because their foundation. So, fuck, shit. I mean, well, let Kristen Wiig be the new fucking Meryl Streep. Who knows? Yeah. Glenn Close. I don't know.
MacGruber. Her turn in MacGruber. One of the greats.
You think she'll pull like a Jonah Hill? Wait.
Yeah. Be like, I'm not a comedic actor.
Yeah. She's like, no. And then we're like, Well, hold on, Kristen. Don't go all the way there. I mean, not to say that you aren't a good dramatic performer, but you are very much a comedian who's at the top of their game.
That should be the something that you wear as a badge, because a lot of dramatic actors can't pull off what y'all do.
Except for us.
I triple threat over here. I mean, I don't know about you, man.
Cast us in Hillbilly Elegy.
Exactly.
You want to see some fucking
tears. Transform
What is that? I saw that thing they made of you looking like Chalamet.
Oh yeah, that was ordered by Teresa Lee, the very funny stand-up Teresa Lee. She was like, "Yo," because I think on one of our year-end episodes was talking about me having like how I would look with Timothy Chalamet.
Hair curls, vibes, yeah,
and it was haunting. They made it so it was haunting. Let's talk about John Mackey. He is the CEO of Whole Foods, and he solved America. So that's. That's cool.
Even hearing anything that the CEO of Whole Foods is trending, what kind of take? What happened? Because it's not like, because Whole Foods is Amazon, so it has nothing to do with really Whole Foods like that. So I'm curious what got this man's name trending.
All right, I'm just gonna read you the quote. Oh, geez. I mean, honestly, we talk about healthcare. The best solution is not to need healthcare. The best solution is to change the way people eat, the way they live, the lifestyle and diet. There's no reason why people shouldn't be healthy and have a longer lifespan. A bunch of drugs is not going to solve the problem. So come spend your entire paycheck at Whole Foods, unless you work at Whole Foods, in which case you can't afford to.
What the fuck? The whole thing is you don't need it. You just need more health. Then you don't need healthcare. Okay, please solve poverty next.
Eat your way out of poverty and disease.
You just need more money. So do that. Then easier said. Mm-hmm. That's a very nice way. I mean, it's funny. We've crossed paths with people of this mentality of like, dude, what you eat supersedes everything else, and everything you're experiencing is because of the food you eat. Not your genetics, not because of hormones, not because of any other internal thing that could be going on that differentiates one fucking corpse to the next. And it's like this, I'm curious if John Mackey has that thing where, like we always say, you hit the genetic lottery and now you're putting everything on the fact that you're drinking this turmeric shot in the morning.
Yeah.
Rather than like, yo, you might just have really good genetics that are responding to all this.
You might have hit the genetic, the circumstantial lottery.
The like, CEO lottery.
Yeah. Yo, this dude probably did not pull himself up out of an orphanage by his bootstraps, would be my guess. I don't know. I don't know the story about John Mackey, but I don't know. Yeah, it's very American, you know, American approach to everything.
I'm like, I wonder what are the health benefits like for your employees if you're out here being like, we don't need health care,
right?
I got ahead of that, to all Whole Foods employees, rather than health care, you can take as much celery home as you want,
right? I do think that they are I think they're like above average maybe to work for, but then there's also, you know, you hear the complaints, but then they're also part of Amazon, which has turned treating and paying employees like shit into a, you know,
culture.
Culture. And finally, Maria Bakalova.
Maria Bakalova. Maria Bakalova. They call me Mr. Bakalova. Maria Bakalova from the old Borat movie there.
I had pictured Maria Butina when we first brought her up.
Yes. The famous Maria Bees from Eastern Europe. But yeah, she was like, she's trending because she had an interview in the LA Times when the glow up is so real. Looking like $1 million, pulling up in 1 million trucks. They're talking like this and that, like, oh, we found out that she was in her last week of school at Bulgaria's like National Film and Theater School Academy.
Right.
And she heard about the last day of auditions, got it, whirlwind, boom, now you are her. But I think the one interesting part was the, you know, like the film And even when we were talking about it, it was like, look at this black woman intervening to like save these people. Like, you know, there's this woman, Janice, who was like the babysitter, remember? Who she was like, she's like, oh no, honey, what is he telling you? Like, you are a woman. Like, you know, she was truly like mortified at what Maria Bakalova's character was saying. And I think a lot of people were like, damn, like she's actually the hero of this film. Like this real person who, even though this was like a bullshit prank comedy film, like connected with whoever she felt this other human being was to like try and bring some positivity out. And when they asked about her, she said, Janice is a true angel. I will always think of her. I will always think of her as my godmother, a real hero and life coach. She just wanted to help this girl become a strong woman. And she said, we had a real human connection from the very first time we met. I called her on Thanksgiving. It was my first American Thanksgiving, and I was so happy to talk to her that I started to cry. And she was just saying how just that this had this very real connection, even though it was like a thing. Like, it wasn't just like, yeah, and that was the movie and I was done. It's like, no, that left an impression on her. So, yeah, good to see that.
So I think the babysitter, the woman, Janice, was at first like, I didn't know shit. And I wasn't very pleased that that I was like fucked with in this way. Mm-hmm. But that's cool, at least that they had a good
relationship. I think like most people were at the end of it, like just kind of like, oh, huh. I thought it was a real thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Fuck you. But yeah, I guess all is well that ends well, huh?
One note on the whole back on the Whole Foods story. This is not an up to date story, but as for one of the possible reasons why the CEO of Whole Foods might have been being asked about healthcare when he tried to shift gears there, is that they were planning to cut healthcare coverage for anybody working. For part-time workers, basically people who are working between 20 and 30 hours. So, you know, that would be 1900 Whole Foods workers were going to lose their healthcare benefits in 2020. I don't know if that ended up going through, but that is probably a reason why, somebody might've asked him. So shout out to them.
Oh, wow.
Maybe if they just ate better and paid for more.
I mean,
$10 asparagus cups,
Jack,
asparagus water.
Put your fucking helmet on and get near your fainting couch, because it turns out he is what a self-identified free market libertarian.
Oh,
of course.
Shit.
It says as a beginning businessman, he was challenged by workers for not paying adequate wages and by customers for overcharging during a time when he was having difficulty breaking even. He began to take a more capitalistic worldview and discovered the works of Ludwig. Oh my God. Like, it's just, he's just all in. And also, I mean, I don't have to tell you what comes after this. If I told you he's a free market libertarian, you know who his favorite author is already, baby.
Ayn Rand.
Ay, ay, ay. You're so correct. Ayn Rand. He loves the novels of Ayn Rand. So, of course, I mean, why are we fucking ever surprised?
What?
Like, he's just a fucking parody of himself.
Oh man, that is shout out to that man.
Although in college was a democratic socialist, for the record.
Uh-huh. The people who are right wing love to act like, oh, you know, I used to be left wing, but it's impractical.
Oh my God, why? Of course. I mean, this is the thing, we've known this guy sucks, but the more I'm reading, he called Obamacare fascism. Instead of socialism, stating, quote, technically, oh my God, this is him defending Obamacare as fascism. Obamacare is just ineffective and bullshit, and just, you know, it's good for the healthcare industries. Regardless, his take is, quote, technically speaking, it's more like fascism. Socialism is where the government owns the means of production. In fascism, the government doesn't own the means of production, but they do control it. And that's what's happening with our healthcare programs and these reforms.
I mean, it makes sense that he'd be a libertarian, because he is just somebody who went out there on his own in the wild, was just born into the wilderness without any advantage and built himself a home from just kindling. No, actually, his father was a professor of accounting and CEO of Lifemark.
Of course.
So, yeah.
So he's just been mainlining this bullshit. Yeah. And also, you're describing communism, you fuckwit.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is an appropriate cross-section of...
Just for people who don't know, the workers control the means of production in socialism.
Yeah.
Just FYI. If you cross paths with John Big Mac Mackey.
Big Mac. How much you want to bet his college friends called him Big Mac?
God. Or not. I don't know. Or did he have one of those?
But he tried to get it going.
No, he got one of those nicknames for like the most pathetic moment of his like in college.
Right.
Where he's like, oh, it's poop overalls again. And it's like, what is that? It's like, you don't want to know.
It's just
you don't
a funny joke.
Know.
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
don't worry about them. Those guys. I love those guys.
Man, I love them. They're my best friends. Oh, get away from me. I love those guys. Love them.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for this first episode of Trending. Back at it again. We are back tomorrow with the whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.